The healthcare industry is one of the fastest growing markets. Between the stimulus package and the American Relief and Recovery Act, more funding has gone towards healthcare information technology than ever before, creating opportunities for healthcare organizations to update and take advantage of new and advanced technology. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we'll be talking with Cisco, a manufacturer of handsets, unified communications, security, and wireless network infrastructure that help healthcare organizations manage work processes and communications more efficiently. Joining us from Cisco is Tony DeFrancesco. He is the healthcare business development manager. Tony, responsible for working with healthcare providers to discuss strategy and solutions provided by Cisco. And today he joins the conversation to discuss the benefits of implementing mobile collaboration solutions within the healthcare industry. Tony, thank you for taking time and joining me today.
James, thanks for the time. I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. Let's start high level here. How does Cisco define certain segments within the healthcare community?
James, great question. I think the way we look at it is really three segments. You've got the providers, your hospitals, your imaging centers, your physician offices. You've got your payers, and you've got your life sciences or pharma. That's the way we segment the market here within the Cisco operation.
All right. Those are pretty diverse, different communities within that one market there. The idea these days for healthcare and for the IT folks out there is connect those people. How are we doing that, and how difficult has it been?
Once again, you know, we call something called the connected health network. So to your point earlier, we've got the people need to really interact. They need to connect either on a business standpoint or on a technical standpoint to say, what is driving my business? So a payer needs to talk to the provider who may need to talk to a life sciences to understand the collaborative efforts they may have together to either treat the patient, do some research, or do some financial maybe grant giving or something along that line.
There are obviously challenges in the marketplace that some IT folks and just in general business-wise that we encounter when taking these steps. Let's talk about some of the steps within implementing a mobile solution. First off, are some of the challenges that you hear from customers in the marketplace, are these more business-related challenges to implementing mobile solutions, or are they more technology-related challenges?
Well, James, it's a combination because mobility overall connects a lot of people. You have the physicians, you have the nursing staff, you have the administration, you've got your IT folks, you've got your biomed folks, your clinical engineering, so forth and so on. And all these people do need to interact on somewhat of a daily basis. So when we talk about mobility, it might be within the four walls, might be at their home office, might be in their car, right? So we want to make it all seamless. We want to make it as easy and reliable and sustainable as we can, either virtually, through video maybe sometimes, or through a mobile port, or whatever the case may be. But the idea is to connect information real-time, either on a clinical or business need, depending on where that operation may be at that point in time.
I'm not in the healthcare industry, but I've had enough relationships with folks that are and knowledge of it that technology is always evolving here. I'm guessing that staff, probably not a big barrier, that they're probably relatively open to adopting some of this new technology. Is that a fair statement in most healthcare organizations?
It depends on the audience. I can tell you that the younger folks obviously came up through the educational world with the iPhones and Blackberries, and they're very comfortable in that instantaneous society. The older generation of folks, more traditional in the way they've done business for a number of years. So it's getting that blend of comfort level and what they can do with the technology. For example, nurses, we deal with a lot of nursing folks. They tend to be older by nature, not as technically savvy. They don't have the opportunity to work with it. So when we meet with them, they're very much enthusiastic about how can I deliver better patient care? And if I could get lab results or a nurse call notification on my mobile device, that's a great value add. Physicians, on the other hand, would like to know when their patient is coming into the office. Once again, they're very mobile by nature, and they are more adapt to probably grasping that technology. So depending on the audience and where they come from, I think people adapt to it, but they really need to understand the capabilities of the technology being put in their hand.
Let's talk and bounce off what you just said. We've got doctors that aren't always in the same location now. They might have their clinic, maybe two clinics, but then they're also at the hospital. More and more, we've got these types of workers mobile, and things are complex. Not only are the networks more complex, but we have complexity around security, around compliance, things like that. How can information be deployed to really support those types of challenges, the complexities of security and compliance and things like that?
So what we've done here at Cisco is really help our customers develop what we call a medical-grade network. And what that simply means is a network that is robust, reliable, and secure. So as they grow their business entity, either locally or nationally or even internationally, how can we have those connections follow them? So we work hard on really helping our customers plan and execute on their business strategy. So it might be a six-month strategy, could be a three-year strategy, but we want to make sure that connection is there when they need it. Because obviously, in this day and age, everybody uses a number of technologies. We don't want to dictate the endpoints, but what we want to do is give them that highway to connect the people. So I think that's an important takeaway, is planning your network design as you move forward on the application side to make sure it meets the needs of your audience. In this case, it might be clinical, it might be business, it might even be the patient.
Sometimes in the business world outside of healthcare, mobility, I think, Tony, can be seen as a nice to have, but not necessarily a need to have. Here, as we're talking about the healthcare industry, there is a need to have information, especially right at the point of care. You don't want to be running back to some other office or some other location to get information about the patient. You need it there. You need to know if there's going to be a drug interaction or something like that. How does Cisco and its mobile care solution really help IT better optimize some of those resources that are on the network and provide the information right there at the point of care?
So what Cisco's done is we've really taken the healthcare industry and looked at maybe five different areas of concerns. One of them may be clinical workflow, imaging, care at a distance, foundational healthcare, and a smart facility. So those are the five overall arching areas that we have solution sets for. And then we delve down into them. So to your point about mobility or bedside services, wouldn't it be nice if the nurse or physician, when they walked in the room, had that EMR on their phone, or had a snippet of it, or saw the latest lab result on their phone instead of going, I don't remember the email and I can't find it, I got to go hunt it down. Well, why not have it on their mobile device? That would make their life a lot more productive. And of course, the patient would have real-time information to them being delivered at the bedside once again. So that might be one example of mobility brought to the bedside by that caregiver.
And again, good benefits there that we see for the caregivers, for those receiving the care. Any specific benefits here to the IT departments? I'm imagining without some of these mobile solutions in the past, IT has to go out to different locations to maybe fix things or install new applications or security or what have you. Being mobile now, connected to this network, probably gives them an easier way to monitor and facilitate the network and these applications and the tools?
Absolutely. It gives IT really a view from the top up down to right down to the ground level. So we've got a number of solutions that are built, you know, with the IT folks in mind to say, how can I see where the assets are in a hospital? Where can I find the closest IV pump, wheelchair, surgical bed, patient, clinical staff? So from the IT standpoint, we have something called context aware. So we can use the existing wireless infrastructure to kind of see where things are at, where things are moving to, where do we have to repurpose or redesign an area of healthcare concern. So if we want to look for that device that needs to be serviced, well, the IT folks can just bring up basically a web page and say, well, the IV pumps, they're all sitting right here in floor 3, room 2. Or they could find out where clinical workflow bottlenecks may be. So IT becomes really a conduit to make their life a lot easier, to see where things are, track stuff, and, of course, having that great serviceability of the network to say, I can extend it relatively simply by sitting at my desk and just basically looking at where things are and making those changes real time.
All right. And we've already covered a couple of the basic kind of why is this so important? What are some of the big benefits? I mean, we get the faster service to patients. That's key. We get IT being able to do more because they get this broader view of what's going on with the technology, with the network. For the healthcare organizations in general, I guess also there are probably financial savings and efficiencies that can be gained as well, correct?
Absolutely. We have seen, we've done studies where inventory control becomes a major issue, especially for the financial part of their world. We've seen people overbuy by 10 to 15% products they don't necessarily need but want to have when they want to have them. Perfect example is people hoard IV pumps. They basically, we've heard stories of nurses hiding them in ceiling tiles and patients under their beds because they want them when they want them. They don't want to go look for something. So if we can control the inventory costs by doing this, once again, this asset tracking over the wireless network, we can reduce the inventory cost, but at the same point, deliver better care to the patients, right? Same thing with surgical beds, a number of expensive medical equipment that's deployed in a hospital. Why not track that over the wireless network, reduce your inventory cost, look at your utilization outcomes, and then do a much better job of overall healthcare delivery?
Tony, I think so far as we've been talking about the information, what I've had in my mind is a nurse at a bedside calling up on a computer some information about that patient. To me, it's more of like accessing some type of database or some type of information store. One thing I know about Cisco from covering the company for many years is it's all about collaboration. So what about collaboration within the healthcare environment and technologies available to let maybe a doctor consult with another doctor at another clinic because they've come across something in a patient that they haven't seen before? Are those types of solutions available these days?
Absolutely. So what we've done is we've obviously have the voice and we have the wireless, but now we have a very strong video offering. Video adds a whole dimension to collaboration. So in terms of either seeing the patient, consulting with a patient remotely, we can do that with our video technologies, or something like WebEx, where in a WebEx session, you can basically have physician at one end, specialist at the other saying, gee, I'd love to discuss this case with you real time. Who's the neurosurgeon on call today? Bring up that individual, share that image with them, discussing something real time, and then moving on to the next patient. So collaboration can be in many different formats, but it might be as simple as a WebEx session, might be a telemedicine session with our telepresence, high-definition video conferencing. We're very fortunate. We just closed on our Tamberg acquisition a few weeks ago. Tamberg brings a whole dimension of video offerings that are really strong in the collaborative area. So that means some simple examples, but I think very powerful examples of collaboration between physician to physician, physician to specialist, or even in educational setting.
Gotcha. And in my understanding, too, I mean, with Cisco, there's been a push on the idea of presence, so you kind of know either where someone is, or you have the ability that if you call their mobile phone or their desk phone and they're not at their desk, it rings on to their mobile phone. Is that all still supported also within this kind of mobile healthcare environment?
That is correct. The idea is to know who is within the facility, who's on call that day. And it might say, you know what, today these three folks are on call and they're actually accessible via whatever that media may be. It might be IM, might be phone, it might be video, right? You'll know that just by bringing up that directory on your screen or on your phone, depending on where you may be sitting.
Hey, Tony, it's really interesting stuff. I appreciate so far the conversation. I don't want to be on the receiving end of any of this. I don't want to see it firsthand in a hospital anytime soon, but it's nice to know, you know, that this is there. Let me ask you this question as we look to wrap up. An organization listening to us, they've probably already done some of their due diligence. They know that this is something that they want to invest in to, one, you know, be more efficient, to provide better care, to make the work easier for their either caregivers or the IT staff. What are two or three of the top things that they need to be thinking about and preparing for in order to develop the right strategy so when they go out there, they make the investment, they don't lose any money, they don't waste anybody's time, they really get the right solution for their needs, their organization?
Absolutely, James, great question. You know, there's some takeaways I might leave you with. The first one might be, let's look at your medical grade network foundation. How is that being formulated? How can we help you grow that? Either with Cisco as part of that equation or one of our partners like PC Connection. Will someone come in there and do a network overall assessment? Where are you today? Where would you like to be in the future? The other thing I would talk about is really look at your communication systems. We have found that most breakdowns in the systems occur because of communication inefficiencies. So mobility, video, collaboration, things we talked about earlier are very, very strong initiatives that you may want to undertake. Third thing might be work with some of our ecosystem partners. PC Connection is a strong Cisco provider of service and support and product, but we also work with some other partners that bring that medical or healthcare dimension to the table in terms of application interaction with nurse call systems, with your IV pumps, so forth and so on. And the final thought would be we want to help you lead the experience of the physician, the patient, the clinician, because we understand in a competitive nature like today in healthcare, you need to have an edge. And that edge may be the experience that person had within your facility from the minute they walk in to the minute they're discharged. So those might be some takeaways I leave with you today.
All right. Hey, Tony, really appreciate the time spent on the conversation. Enjoyed it.
James, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. It's been great speaking with you.
And also thank you to our listeners. If you are interested in learning more about Cisco Mobile Solutions for point of care, you can turn to the PC Connection family of companies. PC Connection is your health connection, bringing together the best healthcare-specific technology products, making it easy to find the unique solutions you need to support your healthcare IT needs. Engage their Health Connection certified account team today and learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. Learn more, point your browser to govconnection.com/health or call 800-800-0019. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us today.